great future. We're talking real money.
One of the most important questions any investor can ask, and one that is asked a great deal, is what's it worth? How much is it worth? We ask this when it comes to our house. What's it worth? How much is it worth right now? Our investments? What's my stock worth? What's my mutual fund worth? What's my bond worth? Even our cars? What's it worth? I'm selling it. What's it worth? What is anything worth? That is a question that really does make people a little crazy and a lot gullible, because it is such an easy number in many cases to manipulate. And so, Tom, how do we know what something is worth?
It's whatever it says on the paper, right? Whatever it says on the statement, that's what it's worth.
So if I go to Zillow, my house is actually worth $1.3 million, though I can't get that for it right now.
I was thinking more of the statement you get from Madoff Securities. It says, no, your account's worth $1.7 million. They were in the back room going,
That is an extreme example what's its worth question can be.
Yeah, I got a piece of paper this week. The only investment account I believe this year I've received where it showed the value had gone up. Now, this is in a...
All right. You really shouldn't even divulge that you own this because it's an embarrassment to me personally.
Oh, it's... Okay. I'm not going to say what it is.
But you went into private real estate.
I did. And I did it for reasons of trying to be a better person kind of thing, right? My way of being...
Yeah.
Using a gas car and all the rest of those things.
Right. Somebody convinced him that he could be a better person by making a big, fat, illiquid investment.
I did. And guess what? I got a piece of paper this week that shows it's gone up a lot in a short period of time.
Okay. Ask him for the money back.
Can't get that. That's, I think, where you're headed. Oh, yeah.
Oh, you mean
get my money. Which brought to mind our old friends at the non-traded real estate investment trust. Those non-traded REITs, Don, that are bond-like.
Friends there?
No, I'm kidding. Back to the 90s and the early 2000s, when this is the thing you got to own instead of bonds, because these are bonds on steroids. I can remember a guy on the radio telling people that. Well,
non-traded bonds or non-traded?
Non-traded REITs. They called them bonds on steroids.
It's very interesting, because the salespeople who were selling these said that they were incredibly safe because their value did not fluctuate a great deal.
Yeah. Well, that's...
Why doesn't their value fluctuate? Hmm. Let's see. They're called non-traded real estate investment trusts. Non-traded.
Okay. Just to because we sort of buried the lead. The lead is the only value you really know of something is when you go to sell it. That's what Don was trying to get to. When someone will step up and say, "This, I'll pay you X for this." My house might be worth a whole lot less than I believe it is until somebody shows up in the driveway.
I love it.
Here's the money for you.
I love it when we get calls from people saying, "You know, I've been trying to sell my house for years. I've been trying to sell my real estate for years, and it nobody will buy it." Well, no, they will, just lower the price.
Yeah, it's silly.
They won't buy it at what you want to sell it for, which means it's not worth that.
Turns out. And this year, an index of REITs, real estate investment trust, publicly traded REITs, just looked the number up, down 26.7%. Pretty bad year. I mean, and you would expect
that. Now, that REIT includes residential properties,
yep,
commercial properties.
Sure.
Retail properties,
yep,
raw land, all kinds of public storage, all of those kinds of things. The value of all of those is included in that index, which is down about 25%. So what does that tell you about real estate prices overall recently?
Yeah, certainly the anticipation is can't get as much for them as you did a few months ago. That's
right.
What people are putting into all this. But I find it fascinating then, therefore, that non-traded REITs are up 10%. Now, that led to somebody that we actually do know and trust, a guy named Alan Roth, who he said and this is a quote, non-traded REITs increasing their valuations while markets are punishing public REITs, I'd run for the hills. I think that's a great quote. I'd be scared to death.
I think that's an understatement, actually. I think that this is blatant manipulation. I really do, because what they're saying, and this is what is behind these numbers, these non-publicly traded REITs base the valuation that they share with their shareholders, they base that not on actual sales. They base that on appraised values. Now, I want you all to think back with me. Travel back in time to 2007, please, will you? If you wanted to refinance a property or buy a property at $400 a square foot or $500 a square foot, could you get an appraisal for pretty much any amount you wanted to borrow?
Didn't they have like drive-by appraisals or flyover appraisals?
They did.
Or send me a picture appraisals?
Yeah.
I mean, come on, bad.
An appraisal is only as good as the appraiser doing the appraising, minus any kind of financial incentives that might
You're
be involved.
Just thinking skullduggery. There was some of that, of course.
Never.
There was pressure,
of
course.
Skullduggery.
Yeah. So anyway, yes, you're exactly right, and that apparently continues to happen in non-traded REITs. Now they are valued monthly, but you can't get your money obviously on a monthly basis. They decide the rules as to when you can get it back. And sponsors of these non-traded REITs say that their net asset value continues to rise because they're still seeing strong cash flows.
That's the problem also, is that they're basing their valuations on cash flows, but the market changes its assessment of the value of cash flow based on anticipation of future cash flows. And this is something we need to understand about the public markets. And one of the things that makes them, to a lot of people, look unusual, you know, because people will say, well, the current economic situation is not bad, but the market is going down, or the current economic situation is horrible. We're in the middle of a recession, but the market is going up. Remember, public markets are made up of people like you and me, lots of us. And we already know what we know. We're all guessing the future. We're all sitting around guessing what the future might bring. And so our anticipation is being built into future pricing or current pricing. And so if expectations are met in the future, then prices can stabilize. If expectations are worse, prices will plunge. If our expectations didn't come to fruition, then prices will soar. They'll shoot up.
And here's why I trust publicly traded REITs, publicly traded anything versus private. I think it was James Surowiecki, right, who wrote Wisdom of Crowds, Wisdom of the Crowds.
Yep.
That found that, you know, large groups really are smarter than a few people, the aforementioned appraisers that are out looking at buildings. People have priced into publicly traded REITs the issues that are facing real estate, right? Whether people ever go back to the office, how many malls are shut, all those things. And so, you know, at the end of the day, yeah, I'm with Mr. Roth here. I'd be running for the hills if somebody trying to sell me one of these. I'd be scared, be very, very scared, even though Halloween is now in the rearview mirror.
Let me ask you a question that may bring this into really clear focus. You have a house. You want to sell your house. An appraiser comes to you and assigns a value to your house. So you got that one value, and you have 10 potential buyers of your house, and they all bid different prices. What is the true value of your house? What they will pay? The appraiser says it's $1 million. They say it's $800,000, $750,000 to $850,000. Your house is worth, at best, $850,000, because nobody came in and offered you $1 million.
And that's what you need to know. And that's what I think you should know about any of this. We've never been fans, by the way, of non-traded REITs. I've never been fans of really anything that's non-traded. I want to be able to get my money tomorrow and head to South America,
except
where I understand extradition is very difficult. But all kidding aside,
except he owns one.
I do own one.
And you admitted it of your own volition.
Call me out of it. Yeah, it's going to make me rich, man. I can't get the money, but I'm rich.
That's all I own. I own an I-bond.
And you can't get that. Well, you could get it, but you'd pay a penalty for getting it.
Yes, I'm not going to. I'm not going to give up my 6.875 or whatever that is.
That's good. Yeah, 6.8. I think it is 6.8. So well done there, sir. So trust the publicly traded securities. That's my message out of all this. I believe those numbers because you can go get the money. The rest of it could be Bernie Madoff's, you know, handwritten notes.
Or it could just be that they're fudging a little, and that's enough. It's not transparent. You want transparency. And the more people setting the prices, the more accurate the price is likely to be, the greater the transparency. 855-935-TALK. Call us or send your questions in at talkingrealmoney.com, either verbally or typically.
I got another one.
Typically?
You want another one?
Typically? Yes, I want another one.
This one comes from Will in Lake Stevens, Washington. Beautiful place. He says, what do you think about foreign stocks? Then in parentheses, he's got Ferrari. And in this bear market, should I put my Boeing 401k portfolio into the stable value fund, which guarantees 5%?
I'm going to fall out of my chair.
Well, those are two ends of the spectrum, Will, for one thing.
And the second one, Will. That
I wonder
is
if Boeing stable
market.
Value is paying 5%. That sounds high, but I guess it's possible. It might have gone up, certainly with interest rates going up. And there are some very fine now fixed income instruments you could buy paying pretty close to 5%. You can even get a brokered CD for 4.75%. So, but you don't want to try, and I'll let Don spend more time on this if he wants. You don't try to time out of a bear market into a stable value fund, which is, by the way, made up of securities issued by insurance companies and pays a guaranteed amount, you're right, until the insurance company can't pay it. I'm not saying they won't. I'm just saying that is always a possibility. It pays probably a little bit more. But you're not. What you're talking about is a timing strategy of some kind. I'm in something I don't like. I'm going to move into something that's paying me 5% because we're in a bear market. That is not a good strategy.
Right.
Not
because,
at all.
Okay, if you had brilliantly somewhere toward the end of 2021 said, you know, my system tells me that the market is going to plunge 20% sometime next year. So should I go into the stable value fund? And, actually you wouldn't have asked us, you would have just done it because you're so smart.
Yeah.
And that would have been a brilliant move, but
absolutely,
doing it after the market has gone down more than 20%. Well, how does that good timing?
Well, I think we discussed that in a recent program.
I think
that
we discussed that yesterday, that
timing.
You're selling low, hoping to buy lower.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. And then in terms of the foreign stocks, while we do recommend owning international equities, we don't pick them one at a time. I have no idea if Ferrari is going to take off at 150 miles an hour or it's going to go in reverse for a period of time. I really don't, because I don't know the company. I know the car.
Go in reverse and forward these days.
How fast can it go in reverse?
Pretty fast. As fast as forward.
Not with me driving. It can't go pretty fast either direction. So, no, we wouldn't be recommending owning Ferrari. We would be recommending owning securities in many countries. Solid countries, difficult countries, all those kind of places as part of your overall portfolio.
Around 40 to 50%
exactly
of your overall portfolio should be invested in total international equity funds and emerging markets funds.
Yeah.
With an emphasis on small cap if you're really getting down into the nitty gritty.
Great advice. We offer portfolios on our website at Vanguard, Fidelity, at Schwab that include those, as you call them, foreign stocks. Others do as well. Our friend Paul Merriman's got some too. So yes, they're part of the portfolio. Don't be a market timer, and don't upshift into Ferrari either, is how I'd put it.
Or drive them in reverse for long distances.
Which is what I'd be tempted to do.
No, individual stocks, we do not recommend, we do not suggest. They are way, just like a Ferrari, way too dangerous.
Well, at least Ferrari does actually deliver the car, the purchaser.
That's true. Unlike
others,
yes. A car company that starts with R that will remain unspoken.
Yeah. There's another $1,000 from never getting back.
Anyway, we appreciate you being there. We offer all kinds of help to you on the show and elsewhere. Tom, tell them a little more about it.
Well, I want to say, this has been an amazing week. I haven't even shared this with you because you've started your rehab and we're really happy for that. PT, you're getting out of the Betty Ford Clinic here sometime soon. I think that's fantastic, but I have gotten so many, this is no joke. I've gotten so many calls from all of you listening to the podcast who've said, "Hey, are you still doing the free portfolio thing? Free review of my financial situation?" Yeah, absolutely. So I talked to somebody in Wisconsin yesterday. I talked to somebody in Massachusetts yesterday. I talked to somebody in California the day. It's been fantastic. So keep it coming. I love it. And in fact, I'm going to say the phone number. Is that okay?
What?
I'm going to say, I never do this.
Is it the 800 number?
The 800. I'm not going to get my number. Yeah, no, but I'm going to say this. I'm going to say call 800-386-3004, because everything's been coming in by phone calls. Fascinating. 800-386-3004 and ask for Tom.
Oh my God.
Yeah, no, I've been loving the calls. It's been a lot of fun. So it's the highlight of my day, other than telling people what they can't do. 800-386-3004.
He's such an extrovert. He loves this stuff.
So give me I've really, really enjoyed it. So yeah. And will I go through the process with all of you? No, but I will help you if I can help you quickly or
and
get
direct
to the right
to somebody
person.
Good. Yeah. Who's mm-hmm. yeah.
Absolutely.
Who will help you for free.
There you go.
No obligation, no sales pitch. We're not lying about that. It's the truth. So go to Talking Real Money or call that number that he just gave out and check out all the stuff we got at Talking Real Money. We appreciate you being there so much. Please spread the word. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell your children,
your enemies,
tell your enemies even, you know, play the podcast for your pets. We hear it's very soothing.
Is that where the numbers have been good? Is that where they've been coming from?
It's all dogs. Pets? It's okay. All doggy downloads.
All right. It's okay.
Today's episode is brought to you by the letter D. All right. Thanks for being there. I'm losing it. So's Tom, but we'll be back talking real money soon.
We hope you realize that the information provided on Talking Real Money is for informational, educational, and hopefully enjoyable purposes only.
Providing personalized financial planning or investing advice takes time, so please consult with a really good fee-only fiduciary investment, tax, or legal advisor. We know a good one. Investing must always involve risk. In other words, you can and probably will lose money at times.
Also, as much as you want it, no one can accurately and consistently predict the future.
So past performance doesn't tell you a darn thing about what the future will bring.
Unlike many other programs that say something similar, Talking Real Money is not trying to get you to buy or sell any financial products or securities.
Instead, the program is provided as a public service by Appella Capital, a fee-only registered investment advisor.
Thanks for listening, and please visit talkingrealmoney.com for more information and disclosures.
And to keep the lawyers happy.